Hey, it's part two of 1-23 podcast. As you can tell, we're still recording from last time, and it's still 3 a.m. To continue this epic podcast, you must or to know what happened.
we'll just remind you that
so you can take stuff from this for the introduction. But anyway,
it's Josh, it's me, and Holly is still here with us.
So I'm just gonna start over because that I totally farmed that. So, I'd like
you're
to welcome.
You're not going to start over.
So, in the beginning, I already made that joke today.
Just say it.
So, basically, you're listening to a podcast about dealing with school, work, and girls, life in general while in your 20s.
And guys.
Titled When You're 23 Podcast with our amazing hosts, Nathan.
Hello.
Elias.
Howdy.
And starring our guest host.
Hello.
That's not your name.
Oh.
Your name's Holly.
Holly.
And I sound like death. So if you're wondering, this is a part two of an episode that we recorded last week from like midnight till 3 a.m. And it is still 3 a.m. because we're actually just going to power through this tonight. And if you want to know what happened in our lives up to this point and to understand what the show notes mean, you should go back and listen to the episode. It is hilarious, but I might be biased.
Just a tad.
Anyway.
So to continue this week's episode, we're going to have Nate talk about some stuff that's gone down with him.
Hashtag Abu.
No, hashtag burn victim. That's a better hashtag.
Not really a burn. It's more of a burn.
And then after Nate, Holly will let us know. She'll fill us in on what girls think and what's going on with her and just like the girl side of stuff.
She has a date too.
That's true.
She has a day's story to tell.
Uh-huh.
Current interesting. Okay, so from last week, last time, I should say, because it's been a while, I mentioned that there was this girl that I really like that I wanted to talk to, but I hadn't
the time before last,
to.
Because this is part two.
Oh, yeah, this is part two. Dang it.
Confusion everywhere.
Okay, two times ago, I guess. There was a girl that I, and on the show, I committed that I would talk to her, right? What's that, Ian? Mm-hmm. Or did I commit that I'd ask her on a date?
Ask her on a date. That was your commitment.
Okay, I committed that I'd ask her on a date. Okay, so.
Mine was just talking to her.
If you remember that she, I only saw her once a week at the devotionals at the Institute. And that was the only time I ever saw her. So I just decided that I was going to have to go talk to her on the stand because that's where she sits. So.
Gutsy.
Yeah, so I was. Gosh, this feels like such a long time ago.
This is one of the reasons why I started coming to the devotional, because you needed a wingman. Yeah.
So I was super stressed out. And I was like, how the heck am I just going to go up there? Because as I said last two times ago, she has a guy that she always sits next to who is her partner in her calling. And so somehow I have to go up and separate them so I can talk to just her and ask her out. So I was really stressed out about how the heck I was going to do this. So I was like, hey, why don't I just get Josh to come?
I get the burn victim thing now. That's a good one.
Sorry,
inside jokes are against the rules.
So first time we go up and I went up there to talk to her and Josh just like ditched me. Like he did not even come up to me with me
what?
At all. He just went, he like followed me and he's like, okay, just go do it. So I walk up and then he just turns around. So I was like, okay, whatever. So I start talking to both of them, the guy and the girl. And I'm just like super awkward. Like my heart is like pounding. I can't remember anything I was going to say. I was so nervous.
But you love awkward.
Oh yeah.
Nate loves it so much. He doesn't know how to cope with it, so he just avoids all situations.
No, guys, there's at one point in his teenage years where he lit a bunch of candles and performed the initiation rites for the awkward cult. He is the embodiment of awkward. Just kidding.
No, but seriously. Okay, so then it turns out that the guy who...
had to separate her from?
Yeah.
Yeah, still, sorry. My bad that it took so long.
A similar major to Josh.
He's a pre-med, like, I'm a pre-med.
Yeah, he's a pre-med, and he's like, oh, are you gonna, he says, I'm doing biology. I was like, oh, nice, is that, you know, pre-med? And he's like, yeah, how'd you know? I was like, well, you know, a lot of people do that, and he actually is doing that too. He's like, oh, really? So then,
it worked out so perfect.
Yeah, so she was like, the girl was like, I'm gonna call her Sarah.
Abu works.
We'll call her Sarah. No. So Sarah was like.
Sarah's a terrible name.
Sarah's not a terrible,
moving on.
Okay, her name's Sarah. Her real name isn't Sarah. This is a fake name. So Sarah's like, oh, do you want to go talk to him? So we go down. We all move down to where Josh is because remember, he left me.
Oh, wait. And Sarah, this was Sarah's idea.
This, yeah. But
we'll say that it was.
We'll say that it was. Okay. I think it was. But so we guys start talking and then natural split off because they start talking about their thing. We start talking about our thing. It was super awkward. There was times that I didn't know what to say, and I started something and stopped saying something, but it kind of went decent. Then I got interrupted because I was going to...
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I got interrupted, too, by them.
There's a bunch of girls who came up right behind her, or right behind me, because she is, like, high up in the calling thing, and so they needed questions. And so she kept talking to me for a little bit, was looking over there, and then finally she's like, just one second, and she walked over. Started talking to these girls. And I was like, okay, if she comes back, then I'll ask her out. And she never came back.
Yes.
But just one second in reality meant see ya.
Yeah, meant see ya. So then I was like, oh gosh, now somehow I got to go up there again and somehow ask her out again, or try to ask her out this time. So again, I was thinking about how the heck am I gonna do this, because I already approached her once. It's not like I just see her around. I have to physically like go up and approach her, and I still have to deal with her dude. So
the dude. It's not her dude.
Yeah, the dude.
As far as we know.
So then I was thinking one night, and I was like, you know what? I have an idea. What if Josh went up first and said, hey, I have a couple more questions for you, because he's a little farther along than Josh is, apparently. And he has like a pharmacy job. So
it was actually great, because I wanted to ask him what job he had. And so I already wanted to talk to the guy.
Yeah. So
because he's cool like that.
Why don't you go first, start talking to him, and then I will wander up afterwards and just be like, hey, how are you? And just start talking to her.
That
because
is a pretty good strategy.
It's called wingman.
I'm good. So I texted Josh. I was like, you have to come this week too. And you have to do this again. So literally worked out flawlessly. Like, it was perfect. Josh went up, started talking to him.
Oh,
I was standing there.
It was great. They were still sitting down.
Yeah, they were still sitting down for the first part, which was a little awkward because...
And I felt super clever because...
clever.
Because I stood specifically behind him slightly and to the right, so he'd have to look over his shoulder to talk to me to force him to stand up and move to get him
away.
So
it got awkward because... He was like looking over when he started talking to you, and then she was on the other side of him, so I was like, hey, how are you? So we started talking, and then it was like a perfect moment where she said something, and I was like, huh? Lean forward with my hand on my ear, and then she started standing up, so he started standing up, and then we got the separation that we needed.
Perfect.
So we started talking. This time she was a lot more chatty, which is nice, and then, make a long story short, I asked her out. She said yes. Gave me your number, but was like super nervous, like ridiculously nervous.
Ooh.
Like her whole
demeanor
like changed almost instantly. And I was like, when I asked her out, and it was kind of weird. I was like, I don't know what's going on here. So anyway, then it ended. We left, talked about it with some of my friends, because she said that she had gotten in a car accident recently. And so it'd be a week or two before she could actually do anything. And I was like, okay, whatever, that's fine. So then I get home. I wasn't planning on texting her for a week, which I guess was a problem.
The wrong answer.
The problem. Because I talked to Danny, who's been on the show before, and she was like, how are you texting her? And I was like, no. She said a week or two. She's like, no, you should be texting her. She's like, oh, I didn't know that. It's like, she couldn't go on a date in a week or two, but you can still text her. So I was like, oh, okay, whatever. So I texted her on Sunday. This all went down on Friday.
The two-day rule was beautifully held in
that
this case.
Was totally by
unintentionally, but beautifully
completely
held.
Completely unintentional. So I texted her on Sunday at 3:30, and she never responded. It's like, oh, crap. So then, a couple days later, I texted her again, because apparently there's a text
there's
rule.
A two-text
no,
rule, yeah.
No. I only texted her once. Because I wanted, she's like, yeah, just send me your name and, you know, so I can have your number too. So I was like, okay. So I just sent it to her and she never replied to that.
Oh, okay. That's not too big of a deal.
Except every time I've ever gotten a girl's number, they respond to that. Say thanks.
It seems like they say
just
something.
With, even if it's a one word response, I've always gotten a response. Huh.
So then I was like, okay, well, I will text her again, I guess. So then on Sunday, I texted her again, being like, hey, details for the date.
Wait, and this is the same day?
No.
A couple days later.
Yeah, so Friday that happened, I texted her my name, and then on Sunday I texted her more about the details of the date.
I see.
And she didn't reply to that either. So I was like, okay, this is weird. So then the next week we had off, so there was a 2-week gap.
Because of fall break?
Yeah. And so I was like, well, okay, well, I guess she doesn't want to talk to me because she's not replying to my text. So I was
and
just,
the anger began to burn.
Yeah, I was so mad. Okay, but that's for a different story. So then I was like, you know what? I guess she just doesn't want to talk to me, so I'll just forget about it. So then one day I was just like, maybe, I don't know. Because, you know, if people, I don't know. I feel like if girls would just say no, things would be much easier. Because if they just don't say no, like, because she said yes, and she gave me her number, and everything seemed cool, and then she didn't respond to my text. So I was like, well, is she getting my text? What if she lost her phone? What if this is? What if this is and that? What if that? And, you know, so you have all these scenarios in your head. But all in all, I was just like, you know what? She's just not interested. But whatever. So then I was like, okay, well, I guess I will try one more time. But this time I called her. And I was like, she will probably let it go to voicemail. So I'll just leave her a message. So I literally had, like, the thing written out, like, bullet points. So that's exactly what I was going to say. And I was like, if she answers, what am I going to do? So I called her. She didn't answer. So it was perfect. So I basically said.
Except it wasn't.
No, it was perfect.
No, because you wanted her to answer so you could go on a date.
I guess, but whatever.
No. You at this point, you were already angry and you're just like, get this over with.
At this part, I was already just like hopeless. So I basically said, hey, this is Nate calling about the date. You can call me back. This is my number. By the way, I've sent you 2 texts. You haven't replied. So if you're not replying is intentional, you can forget about this message and I will get the hint.
I love this.
And I will get the hint. So then obviously she didn't reply. She didn't call me back or anything. So like, okay, that's fine. Because that's what I was expecting. Then at the devotional, the 2 weeks later.
Today.
Last week. She wasn't there. Like she had never missed and she wasn't there. I was like, oh. What did I do? Like, I felt really bad. So, yeah, that's basically the story. And now...
You see her everywhere.
Now I see her everywhere. Like, I would only see her on Fridays at the devotional, but now I literally see her everywhere. I saw her 3 days yesterday, 3 times yesterday, 2 times a couple days ago. Oh, no. I saw her twice today. It's just... This is awkward.
It's like she cloned herself just so that you'd see her.
Yeah, it's super weird. So... Yeah, that's my story.
It's like that flag ironing
chick.
So
can I tell you what I think I would have said? I think one of the after like doing 2 text messages or something like
can
that.
Can I touch your lips?
I would have sent one. That would be really I would have said I would have tried to check to make sure that this was the right number because she hadn't responded yet and there's not like the solid confirmation that like you really have the number down right. So I would have sent her like. Hey, this is what's the fake name we're giving her, Sarah?
Sarah.
Yeah. Hey, this is Sarah, right? Like, I hope I'm not like messaging the wrong person. Something that comes off like very nonchalant, very calm, not forward or anything. You know, like just making sure. And that way, like that would make it easy for her to respond and say or like say like, oh no, yeah, no, this is the right number. Things like that.
Yeah. So when I called, her thing did say, "Hello, this is Sarah." I knew it was her.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when I called, I knew it was her. So here's the thing: I was pretty. First, I was kind of like, "This kind of sucks." I was pretty depressed, and then I got super mad, like beyond pissed. And then
why don't people communicate things like that?
Yeah, that's a story for a different time. And then,
dude, I've never seen you rage before.
Yeah, I was freaking mad. So then, I was just like accepting of it, whatever. So here's why I had such a hard time with this. It's just kind of funny. So I guess I've never done this before. I've never like actively like gone after a girl.
No,
that
you
I've
never
just
have.
Seen.
Like when Josh told me this, like I was kind of like, no, he didn't.
So.
You're pulling my leg.
So I guess I feel like I'm a pretty okay guy. Like I don't consider myself like attractive or anything, but I feel
you
like
have
I dress
amazing
pretty
hair.
Okay. I have amazing hair apparently.
You're interesting.
I'm kind of fun, I guess. I think people like me.
Yeah, you have a nice person. You have a nice personality.
Are you begging for compliments?
No, I'm really not.
You're ugly.
Thanks. So So for her to not reply was like, I don't know. Like, if I was not going to reply to someone, I would have had to, like, really dislike that person. Like, if I had said yes to a date and given that person my number, well, I guess I asked for it, but, and given someone my number, it would take a lot of dislike for me not to reply and just, like, to totally ignore them and then to not show up to the devotional. That was kind of weird. So I was just like, wow, this is weird. I'm, like, totally, I can tell this girl, like, totally dislikes me. And it was such a new experience. So I think that's why it was so weird.
Wow, Nate. Like, that's like, you're growing up.
That's like the problem with girls.
I was like, wow, impressed. People don't like me. What is this?
I've known this guy for a long time. And he's like legitimately never had an experience like this.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's true, though. Like, when a girl ignores your messages, though, like, it's for me, I always go through the five stages of loss or whatever it is. You know, you start out with
grief.
Grief, yeah. Where you're just like, that didn't just happen. No, she's totally going to respond eventually. Like, it's fine. Like, there's nothing wrong. You know, you deny it. And then the second one is like, what was the second one? Anger, right? You get mad.
Depression?
No, depression's the third.
Oh, really? I don't know.
Or the fourth. I don't remember. No, depression's the fourth. The second one is you guys can look this up.
One's denial, isn't it?
No, that's
first. One's the denial. The second one is, oh, you start, what's the word? Gosh, dang it. You start rationalizing or something like that along those lines where you're just like, no, maybe this happened or something like it's actually,
that's
this is what happened.
Denial, isn't it?
Not quite. It's where you start like,
here we go. Denial, anger, bargaining, depression,
that's it.
And acceptance.
Bargaining is what I'm thinking of, where you start bargaining like maybe if I do this, I'll get this, or if I do this, will you do that? And so you start, that's where I tend to like try again. It's like I'm trying to bargain for to actually go through.
Yeah.
And then I get angry. Like, that's not quite the same. Like, I get angry the third
angry
time.
Angry is actually for a second.
In the real grief thing, yeah. But I always get angry after I bargain.
Oh, really? Oh, I was...
with a girl who ignores me.
So like, that was the opposite. I followed it perfectly.
I was raging.
I was beyond pissed off.
Before you bargained.
And then I called her. Because I was like, okay. You know what? I had a little come to Jesus.
You know,
you know what?
And...
I feel like I handled the five stages really well. I just went through. What did I do? I just did a good job.
Oh, my gosh.
I did really well, guys.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Well, the shorter something is, the quicker you get over it. Like, Nathan was only angry for, like, 5 days.
I'm just only, kidding. Like, 3 years.
It was 6 years long. To the day.
Yeah, seriously.
So, yeah, to be completely honest, I had some really crazy crap happen to me with girls in high school that... was in the time, like now I would be fine, but in the time it was pretty painful. And I honestly would rather have something like that happen to me again, where it's like an obvious slap in the face rejection sort of thing, than for a girl to ignore me, because being ignored for me is like, it, like you said, like, am I like not interesting in any way? Am I honestly like, like, what's wrong with it? Is there something wrong with me? You go through all the like the thoughts like there's something wrong with me.
Because there's more time
yeah.
when you're not sure.
And the frustrating thing is when a girl ignores me, for some reason my brain's like, maybe she's playing hard to get. And maybe she wants me to do something in person instead of like over a messaging or call.
She just wants you to go right for the kill.
Like that's always in my brain. So I tend to stay attached to my interest in the girl for longer. And so I tend to just like drag on the pain of a girl not being interested for a really long time. And so it's just like, for me, I'd much rather like a band-aid, just like rip it off, get it done. Just let me know you're not interested. But then again, sometimes it's kind of vague if a guy's interested or not. Like, we tend to not be super upfront. So in that case, he has it coming.
Well, and that's true. Also, I hear that a lot from a lot of guys. Like, I wish girls would just be honest with me. But like, a lot of times, girls aren't interested, but they're not sure.
If the guy's being interested.
No, not that.
No. Okay.
They're not sure that they're there's no possibility of there being potential future. So they will, like, wait.
Sweep it under the rug.
Yeah.
Like, I'll say, it's like a food in a man's beard.
Okay, that's just...
I'll save you for later. That's just nasty. I'll eat the good stuff.
Oh, gosh.
For right now.
But then that's just like, to me, that's like leading a guy on then.
You're just food in a
because it sucks. Man's beard. Now it sucks because it's like over, but I still like totally like her still. So it's kind of weird because I see her everywhere now. It's like, well, there she is again. Why don't I just shoot myself in the face?
Thanks for flaunting what I can't have right in front of my eyes.
Yeah. It's brutal.
I always get to the point, though, when a girl ignores me where I'm just like, I've been interested in this girl way too long. I'm done. This is stupid. Moving on. Where you just like, you force yourself to.
You'll do that with girls even if you don't do anything.
Eye candy's different, though. Eye candy is way different. There are. Crap, just got real. There is eye candy that exists.
You've talked to me like about so many girls just like, I think I like her.
Yeah, eye candy. And then if I decide to do something, that's when it becomes an interest instead of eye candy. One of these episodes, we're going to have to discuss about how a guy's attraction works.
Like, anyways.
The four or five different types of an attractive girl there is to a guy.
Yeah.
The how attractive she is and how willing you are to listen to her talk about how the intellect of her cat.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a funny graph. Anyways, is there anything else than Nays? So that's it, and there's no other girls in your life?
Well, he has a sister.
And
not
my mom.
That he knows of. There's probably some girls that have
No, there's a girl in my Institute class that I'm
There's a Facebook girl, too.
Yeah, I did go on a date. It's the other girl.
While he was angry.
While I was pissed. No, I wasn't pissed.
You went on a date?
He was depressed at this point,
unofficial
right?
Rebound date?
No, it wasn't a rebound date. It was kind of like things were working simultaneously. Well, yeah. Yeah, let's just say that. Things were working simultaneously, and this girl fell through, and this girl didn't. So I did go on a date with someone. But that's for a different show.
Was it good, though?
Tara Mia was good, right?
It was good. It was fun, yeah.
Is that what they call it now? Fun?
We're older than you.
Yeah, we are. I'm like 35, right? I'm losing track of my age.
Yeah.
Awkward. Okay, it's your turn.
Yeah, Holly, let's hear it.
Let's hear your dating story, current, whatever.
Okay. So, I am a somewhat frequent Tinder user, you know. Yes, I am. I own up to it. I use Tinder. Get over it. And,
I swiped right on her.
He did. We matched.
My brother
someone.
Matched with my roommate.
We matched
once.
After I told her to match with me. I was like, hey, I swiped right on you and you haven't done anything.
Yeah, so that proves my point. Like, I'm somewhat frequent user. I work a full time job. But anyways.
On Tinder?
She Tinders on the side.
It's also true that I've downloaded and deleted this app several times. But from this section, the first guy that I matched with, he has been my, like, the guy that I've been most attracted to. But I'm the type of girl that always waits for them to message first. And, like, he had never messaged me, and here we've matched for, like, a couple months now.
Whoa.
Or one or two. And
what a poser. Why didn't he message you?
Oh, thanks!
How would you respond, though, if he messaged you, do you want to cuddle and watch a movie?
I would unmatch him.
That explains that.
Anyways, just this past week, I go to church in one of the buildings at a nearby campus. And right as I walk into the building, I see this guy.
Same guy.
Yeah, the guy that I matched with.
You went up and you slapped him for not talking.
Yeah. And what's interesting is I see him looking at me, but what I don't see is that there's a guy right behind me, And he goes ahead and he says his name. I was like, oh, he was talking to him. I was not even noticed. And then, like, we were walking separate directions, so we continue. And that was the rest of that day. But I decided, you know what, I'm just going to try something. So I messaged him and I was like, hey, I totally saw you. Oh, no. I said, did I see you in this building today? And he's like, yeah, I go to church there. How did you notice? So he's like instantly feeling creeped on, but
probably no. Not.
Probably not.
Well, it's not the first time that guys don't really. Somebody.
Guys are just like, she's paying attention.
What? She messaged me?
But so that, luckily, that like started a conversation. And then he asked me out and we exchanged numbers. That was chill. And we went on
Netflix?
No, we did not. No.
That was chilling.
Why did I say that word? And we went on an awesome date. And it was also really interesting because he asked me a lot of questions. And I'm just like, I can't think that fast.
Interrogation.
Oh, yeah. I don't like it.
Yeah, we're told not to interrogate on a date. But when you're nervous, it's kind of hard not to.
Oh, man. Oh, really? Interesting. I haven't heard
Depends on the person. Some people climb up. A lot of guys talk really quick.
Oh. But what I actually enjoyed about it was we played this little game Footsies. Where... Oh, my gosh.
Tonsil tennis?
You're a terrible person.
Hey, I got that from my dad, so...
Your dad's awesome. Never mind.
No, okay. You like Super Smash Bros.
We talked about that, too. Love it.
Oh, I nailed it.
Did you go rock climbing?
No, we did not.
Okay.
As I was saying, I enjoyed this part of the date where he would... There was a rule that you would come up with a question, but you would have to answer it before they did. So then whatever... It couldn't be an awful question, and then this person is just sitting there. So that was cool. And it was also funny because, like, halfway going through this conversation, he would forget, and he would just always, like, whenever I would ask the question, he would just always answer and not wait for me, and it was really funny. And I called him out on it every single time. And then it was also super interesting because he asked me some of those questions, like, what are your...
favorite colors?
No. It was... What is it? The red flag when you find...
Deal breaker?
Deal breakers. What are your deal breakers? And that's always like kind of intimidating because you know that they're reading everything that you're saying.
But some, then... Like, obvious like dumb ones like short people.
Oh.
He's like, not what I was looking for, but makes sense.
He's a midget.
Just kidding. And then it got cool because... He said, what do you think are deal breakers that people make for you? I was like, whoa.
Oh, that's deep.
That is deep. That
well, is and it's deep. Also intimidating as well.
Yeah, he's like, what's wrong with me?
But it's like an interview question for a job. It's like,
where do you see yourself in 5 years?
What are your weaknesses? Yeah, seriously. Why would I not hire you?
Yeah. But, like, anyways, I enjoyed it, and we, like, talked forever, and it was, like...
Wait, you're still talking?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I will get to that part.
Forever's a long time.
Oh, I just... Oh, my gosh. We actually had a second part of the date, so he took me home, and then he picked me up just a couple hours later. Oh, and then we went to our second part of the date, and that was really fun, too.
What was that?
What? Well, I didn't even say what the date was.
Netflix?
Any part of the date. Oh, well, it was going to this restaurant that had an open mic night, so.
Really? Which restaurant was it?
Roll Up Cafe.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about that earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And so that was really fun as well. And then... It was super awesome because I was...
You gave him a top hug.
No, I didn't.
Did you
not.
Give him a top hug?
No, I did the bro hug. You know what? What that's my go-to that? Hug.
What do you guys call that?
That's what do the girls non, call that? That's the normal non-awkward hug.
I don't have a name for it, so for me, I just call it like crisscross.
What? Okay.
Wait, do girls talk about the types of hugs they receive?
Guess what? The way I learned about the hugs was from guys.
Really?
What?
True.
It makes
that.
Sense. It I've sounds like something a guy it. Would analyze.
It's true. Yeah. Sounds like something you would analyze.
The only thing I ever analyzed about a hug true is story. Like how long it lasted.
Oh, that is
that's pretty easy
crucial.
To analyze.
Oh, that is so important because our second hug for the second part of the date was longer than the first. Ooh. But anyways,
juicy.
Je sais.
Oh, okay. So after the date, I was just like, oh, I know I had a great time, but I don't know if he'll want to ask me out again. So I'll just like wait one day and then I'll if he hasn't texted me, then I'll text him and I'll give him the post date. Thanks for taking me out. But turns out just like an hour or two later, he texts me first. And he expresses his enjoyment of the date. And I was like, yes!
Score.
Yep, that's right. And so I replied and that was chill. And then...
The Netflix?
No. No. But then he didn't text me. And it's been like a couple days now.
No.
So I was like, okay, what's going on? But just tonight, he messaged me through Tinder and he said, like, hey, my phone's going kind of crazy. Sorry. Would you ever want to, like, do something again? And I was like, yes, 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 yes. So, yeah, I replied with a YES exclamation point. And I'm so
and he's
excited.
He's like, score.
Yeah, because, like,
he messaged me. I haven't read his message yet.
Wait. Oh.
Oh.
Coming in live.
Never mind.
From Tinder.
Oh. He wants me to message him through Facebook. He just told me his last name.
Message me through Facebook.
Oh, it's getting pretty serious then.
Now you gotta start practicing your name. Holly, what's his last name?
No. So yeah, that's an update for me.
Nice. That's sweet.
Yeah, it's great.
It's like you're doing better than all of us.
Yes!
Wait, okay.
I win!
Wait, so I'd like to know, so I have a question then. What is it, so like after a date and you're talking like with your lady friends, because lady friends love to...
Oh, anything.
Yeah, girls just love to talk about this type of stuff. What is it that you guys talk about?
Do you talk about me?
Let's talk about me.
The person coming from the corner.
No, they're in the front right.
Front right.
So oh, I can look front. At the teacher and the class.
But it's the corner.
Answer the question yourself first. And I'll see if it's anything.
Oh, that's deep.
That is deep.
Oh, that's deep.
What okay. was the question?
Girls, obviously.
After the date, what do girls talk about?
If their last name works.
Girls don't talk about that. Wait, do they?
How hot he is.
Yes.
Oh, man. Darn it.
All right, I'm already losing.
Wait, you're saying darn it because you're scared, right?
Yeah, yeah. I don't want girls talking about how hot I am unless I'm super hot. Then yeah,
dude, I don't. Girl, you do that with girls too, so it's just
yeah,
it's just how it works.
Well, I mean, I don't say they're hot though. I'm just like she's really attractive.
It's okay. Not like girls are just she's like, dang man, that guy was hot. And guys, girls
no,
don't say that.
Girls
either.
Do not do that.
Okay, yeah, good, that's what I was good. Saying.
Okay. Unless you're one of my best friends. That is how she says.
Okay, girls talk about if he's funny or not.
Okay, yep, you're going into the overthinking stage. Girls will talk about whatever is relevant. So
funny is relevant?
No.
No?
Not at all.
No, okay. It can be. So they'll ask, like, what you did, if, like, any ways of physical touch that happened.
Did you touch? Did you take his arm? Did he take yours?
And, like, if they know the hugging rules.
Do they talk about hugging rules?
Well, they ask if it was a good hug, if it was a long hug.
What's the characteristics of a good hug?
But the length of a hug is generally mutually decided.
That's pretty, like, you would pretty much know, like, you know, just the type of...
I mean, if it's like a one-handed, like, hey,
oh, that's awkward.
Then that's a bad hug, but...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do girls, when they talk about the... Okay, do girls expect a guy to maintain a long hug? Or do the girls... No.
So it all is... Depends on the relationship. You mean, like, as things progress, then they will certainly hope that the guy gives a longer hug. Is that what you're getting at?
I don't know.
Because Elias is confusing himself.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing. It's not about how much specific time has passed or how many dates you've specifically gone on.
A 5-second hug or a 4.5 second. Deal breaker.
But just like what you've grown to become over that time. That's what I'd say. Oh. Any other questions?
I'm trying to think. What do guys talk about after dates?
Did you kiss her?
That's pretty much the question we asked him. I was like, did you make out?
But it's always a joke.
It's not a joke.
No,
it's
like, no. What I've heard is guys love to brag.
Elias likes to brag.
No, listen. I like to fake brag. Like, I'll always talk to him like, so I went on a date, and like I'll tell him exactly like everything true. And then like either in one part of the story or I was at the end, like I always tell him like, and then we made out.
Right.
But then I always say, like, I'm just kidding. We didn't actually make out. Because
what I understand is most guys, they will try to, like, make as much of a move as they can. And then afterwards, when they're with their friends, they'll be like, hey, I did this and this.
Yeah, actually, yeah. I do that.
But more girls... yes, they can do the same thing. They'll be like, oh, he kissed me or whatever. But then it also might be like they're feeling like guilty or they want to keep it on the down low because it might not be serious. But they definitely like if it is something like because I feel like more guys, if they're doing hookups, then they'll still want to brag. But they'll just be like, oh, it's just a one time thing. But with girls, they don't want to tell anybody. But. There's different types of girls, obviously. So.
Oh yeah, I always tell these guys exactly what happened. I'm just like I go into like detail. Oh, I'm like sitting there and
the gritty I'm thinking,
okay,
details.
Like I gotta move my like I gotta try to hold her hand. So
it didn't
so she had
work.
Her hands like this, and I was like this, and I just went and I just grabbed her hand.
But
and
next
then we,
time
our
you're
knuckles
gonna,
stopped, though, right?
That's such a funny story.
No, I think with guys, yeah, I think that's definitely true. Guys do like to they like to say what they were capable of doing because it's like, look how brave I am, like look what I achieved, the fear I conquered.
It's true.
Yeah,
I guess I've never really done that, but I've only been on one date. That, yeah,
can I be?
I'll go on a date with you.
Well, okay,
can I be a notch? Dates. Can I be a notch in your bedpost?
That's inappropriate. No,
I don't want to talk because my voice sounds like death now.
Dude, you sound awesome. You sound so bad-y right now. You should say something cool and witty. Not like
Luke.
Darth Vader.
I am your father. I can't even do it without my voice cracking.
Oh, so I have a question for you guys.
Okay,
let's hear it.
Answer.
So you know how I... Okay, yeah. What is your opinion of the girls messaging or texting first?
Totally okay with it.
Completely fine.
Oh, yeah. I'm totally fine with that.
It's a... it's a...
Stress reliever for us.
Yeah, it seriously is.
What if this is a girl that you're not so interested in?
Depends on what's in the message.
Then it's like really bad, right?
It depends on what's in the message. Completely dependent on what's in the message. It's true. It's like, hey, how's it going, smiley face, then it's like,
well, yeah,
word response.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, a disappointing thing. It's just kind of like, okay.
If I feel like she's texting me because she's interested in me, but I'm not interested in her, then I'm kind of just like,
But if it's just
short answers, they'll give short answers.
It's like
answers.
The same thing with girls too.
Okay.
But like if you're actually, because I don't know, I feel like guys, because since we are normally like the ones that put more of the initiative,
right.
And we could more chase, a lot of the times we're doing stuff in the dark as we have no clue, right. Like with this girl, with, oh my gosh, I almost just said her name again, like with Sarah, I just like, well, whatever happens, happens, you know, I just like
shoot in the dark.
Yeah, I just jumped off a cliff. So if a guy gets a text, then he's like, oh wait, what's going on here? This doesn't ever happens. But it's not like a bad thing, like, whoa, this is
creepy. It's never creepy.
It's never creepy.
It is
creepy.
Never creepy.
Okay, then.
Even unless when the girls, it's like, I saw even, you.
Even when the girl's
that's
like,
that's what I said, though. I said, did I see you?
Oh, that's funny. But he, oh, yeah, I guess.
That's
but
not then, creepy,
but
though.
However, I no, made it a question.
This, yeah, that's true.
So this goes back to what you guys talked about on the last podcast, though, which is it's creepy if they don't think the guy is good looking.
What do you mean?
No, you guys said something about that, just like... Like
when if we assume that when like a girl gets a text from a guy and they are not just, interested in it or even like an advancement from a guy that they're not interested in, then it's creepy. But if it's a guy they're interested in, then it's romantic.
It's true. Yeah. There's a big thing there. If the girl is interested or not interested, it totally changes if it's creepy or nice.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
So, like, that's if a totally guy true. Makes a move on you and you're not interested, is it weird?
It's either, it can be, like, most of the time, like, we'll just, like, or for me personally, if it's somebody I'm not interested in, I'll be like, oh, they just don't, I just gotta let them down easy. It's more of a pity thing,
let me,
to be
let
honest.
Let me just lay you down on the ground.
But then, like, there are, like, certain cases as well where it's just like, ah, I'm trying to give drop hits all the time anyways. Why won't this guy just
yeah
stop?
Do you ever say yes to a date and then never reply?
Do you hear that? Does that happen a
does
lot?
Does that happen a lot?
Maybe not with you, but is that something, like, you hear with, like, other girls, like, I said yes, but
no.
Then I just never said anything.
Not that I've ever heard from anybody else.
Wow, you've really lucked out right there, mate.
The only thing I can think of, to be honest, is when I did, like, say, yeah, we should hang out sometime to some guy. And then later on, I had some extra free time on my hands, so of course I stalked him on Facebook. And then I was like, oh, maybe I'm not so interested in him. But when he did text me again, I did text him back and everything, and he was the one who didn't respond. So you can't say that I was the bad guy right there.
So
get back to my voice.
Wait, so actually today, so I was talking with a friend because he's been having a pretty rough dating time. Is everyone just dating is not easy. Like nobody can say they have an easy dating time. Like dating.
Oh, there are some people.
There are some people, but dating's pretty rough all the way around. But he's like kind of sick of it. He's just like I'm just like I'm ready. Like I'm sick of trying. I just want to get married. I want to like. And he's so like one of the things that's hurt him, like he's been engaged and then he had to call it off because of something that the other person did. That was just terrible. Like I can't believe she did that when they were engaged. But so he's been hurt. He feels like he's been used, lied to, like people will say one thing, but then like they're not. It's just like, what's really
going
on?
Well, I think he's honestly just gotten the bad luck of the draw because I know who you're talking about. And
yeah,
the girls that he's dated have not treated him well at all.
Yeah, I think that as well. But he's just like, I hate dating. Like, he doesn't want to do it anymore. And one of the things that he's saying is like, he just wishes girls would be, and I, like, this is obviously, like, there's foul play on both sides. So obviously, there are guys who just suck and probably drive girls nuts.
It's true.
But
there definitely are.
He was saying it's like, I just wish girls would be more like honest and just say just like if they're interested or if they're not, because I don't like, he's just like sick of having like his heart broken and things like that, like getting invested and then finding out that the other person was just like, it was just fun for them, but they're not that interested or whatever. But so I was talking to him. And I said something like, it was like a nice reminder to me, but
So obviously, like, not every girl, like, he was just like, oh, this is one of the things that he was complaining about. He was like, I wish girls would make the move. Like, a guy can't do everything. Like, a guy is putting a lot on the line when he tells a girl that he likes them and stuff like that. And, like, why can't a girl, like, yeah, like, maybe they like the chase or something, but why can't they at least say just, like, hey, like, yeah, I'm interested in you, too, or something. Like, make it a little easier on the guy because it's hard and it's tough and things like that. But I told him, I was like, first I agreed with him, like, yeah, that would be nice. Like, girls should definitely try to do that more. But I also said, like, and I learned this, like, in church as well. I'll explain how it applies to church. But basically, everybody is super scared, like, as scared and worried as he is to talk about his feelings for somebody else. Girls, like, it, like, maybe some of them are like, I'm going to make him chase me and things like that. Maybe there are a couple like that, but I would say, like, a majority as well are just as scared to say how they're feeling because they're not sure how the other person's going to take it.
Yes.
And so, like, that's the hard thing about dating is, like, both sides are scared and...
Yes.
Like, they might really like the other person, but then they're too scared to say it or, or something like that, or they're just too scared to move on to the next step.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, he's just got to remember.
So did that open his eyes a little bit?
Kind of in a way. Like, it's still hard. It's still not easy. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I told him, like, dude, it's okay to be frustrated, though, but...
Well, he still has some pretty fresh wounds.
Uh-huh. Yeah, one of the things I told him, though, is just, like, don't, like, if you don't like how you feel, though, then stop talking about it. Like, stop talking about how this is a problem. Don't let other people see that it's something that's upsetting you. Like, always try to be confident and upbeat. And then it was like, and I got that from the talk from Uchtdorf about a year ago, I think, where he's like, try to be this, him that said it, like, try to make sure you're the same person in the middle of the day that you are at the dead of night.
Oh, cool.
That talk, I applied it in this. I told him, don't complain about it to your friends and then have a good time when you're on a date. Like, either be happy about it all the time or don't date.
Yes.
And so, like, just stop talking about how it's a problem. Just like, yeah, I understand. Like, you can say, like, it sucks. Like, this is what happened. But, like, that doesn't mean anything for me. It's just like, just like, be upbeat and be happy and, like, maybe think, like, maybe communication wasn't the best. They're really, like, and, like, always just try to remember, like, it is scary. Like, not only am I scared, but she's got to be pretty scared, too.
And dating is a learning experience.
Mm-hmm. But it is pretty rough, though, especially, like, he's obviously gone steps farther than any of us have. And then I quoted Rocky Balboa to him.
Oh.
And it motivated me. I got all fired up.
Yeah, it would.
Okay, you brought this up. I'm super curious.
Yes.
I always have been. And I'll say what happens, like, for what a guy looks for. What is a... Everyone Facebook stalks. What does a girl look for when they Facebook stalk?
Ooh. Oh.
Like, what are the things that they notice that they like or dislike?
Well, mostly if they look attractive. They want to... They... For me, like, I will... Oh, my gosh. This is deep. But... I will look at his posts. I will keep an eye out to see if he has any church-related posts. If he ever, like, bashes anybody, that's a red flag for sure. Yeah, like, just, like, seeing if this person likes to post positive things. But then I'll also look through their pictures, see what they're into, like... Usually I can
look for Nickelback and the likes.
Pick apart a lot of details just by looking at their pictures. Like what, like, oh, and also with their info, you can look at where they're from. So you can see if there's any connections there. You can see what mutual friends you have. Yeah. I don't know. It's
how intelligent he sounds in his posts, the type of stuff that he shares, not whether it's like church related or not, but also just like, does it look like he's an intelligent guy, or is he just like looking at dumb stuff all day?
Right.
Like, look at this.
Because I have seen, and that guy that I talked about earlier, where like after I stalked him on Facebook, I was like, maybe I'm not so interested. I noticed that he posted a lot of those just like super viral videos that are just about anything and everything. And I was like, maybe this guy isn't so like serious about life, or like, I don't know. He doesn't have a very long attention span. why was that unattractive to me? Yeah, it just seemed like he wasn't serious about anything, I guess.
Mm.
That's big. Also, if they're promoting anything, that's a big, like, ooh, what are they promoting? Like, is this something
useful?
Yes, absolutely. Okay.
So I guess what a guy looks for and whatnot.
It's pretty similar.
It's pretty similar. For me specifically, like, I will, like, the biggest thing is the type of pictures taken, like, if it's
too many selfies,
it's the type of selfie.
Yeah.
Like if it's by themselves from the top, it means that they're trying to get attention of some kind, because.
Like, that's my profile picture. No. I'm not even nervous. I love my profile picture.
And it's also like the differences, like if there's a ton of different pictures of a girl, you look at what they look like and their best and at their worst, like with their just when they're friends, and find out if they're attractive all the time, obviously.
Yes.
I find that girls are super, like, if you're not friends with them, they're super blocked off on Facebook. So the only thing you get is like a couple pictures and that's it. Like you can't read any of their posts or anything. So you're just like, well. Jesus.
Yours isn't like what he said, though.
Yeah, it is.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Oh, you know what picture I'm talking about? No, okay.
No.
However, so girls are probably use Facebook more than guys. Is that a good...
For Facebook stalking or just in general?
No, just in general, like posting-wise.
Yeah. It depends on the type of posting completely. Like, I don't really care if a girl posts a lot.
Right.
But obviously... I look for spiritual stuff. Like if they share uplifting things, that is a really good sign. That is a really good thing. And if they share funny things, I like that too, because it helps me see the type of personality they have. The things that really, really scare me away really quick is when it's like depressing stuff. Like it's something about like this bad thing happened, and like they share it, which means they can relate to it some way, which means they could be emotionally unstable.
Interesting. What I meant by like, how much they post, I was also talking about like pictures. I feel like girls will post pictures more than guys will. And what I see on Tinder profiles super often is just like, sorry, I don't have that many great pictures of me just 'cause I don't
take them.
Yeah. So in that case, it is actually hard for the girl to stalk the guy because he has hardly any pictures, or it might be super blocked off as well. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
We're also.
It's pretty similar then.
I'm trying to think. I don't think I gave what's her face my Sarah my last name, so I don't think she could Facebook stalk me.
I don't
post anything on Facebook. And if I do, it's a song.
That's true. Cool.
No, when I Facebook stalk somebody, I look for intelligent posts. Like the way that they word their sentences and the type of stuff that they talk about. And that, like, I just feel like it lets me know right away, just like, yeah. I don't know.
Okay, so I have a question. Is spelling errors a turnoff for you?
For me, very, very, very much, yes.
It depends. Me too. It depends on the type of spelling error.
Uh-huh. I don't care like about like slang and stuff.
For me, there are type of spelling errors that like are understandable. But if they start saying like for R, if they just put the letter R.
Yeah, that drives me insane. When they shorten a word to one single letter.
Or stuff like that. That type of stuff I don't like.
Whoa, this is intense.
Because that, like, to me, that shows they're lazy, even though it saves them less than a second.
Uh-huh.
And it shows a lack of intelligence because they are willing, or a lack of caring about what people think of them, because they're willing to just put out a random letter, even though a lot of people get annoyed by that. And a lot of people know that's annoying. And it shows maturity as well. It shows... immaturity to me when a girl isn't using proper English. It's immature to me.
This is news to me. Because, like, there's been times where... Well, and it is true when I'll be messaging a guy and I notice that he starts using those, like, shortened words. Then I'll use them too. But I never would have like thought of it like the way that you do.
Like for me personally, like there's this one girl that was right before she went on her mission. She started texting me and we talked a little bit about how we had a crush on each other in high school, but she used the shortened letters and my crush immediately disappeared because I was like, to me it was, she was still in high school.
Oh wow.
And she didn't really ever actually leave high school because she didn't really, it's like a sign of emotional immaturity.
So
just to me, I don't know. I'm just speaking for myself.
And I have another question. What about punctuation? Do you have a period at the end of every sentence?
Yes,
I do. Every single text has a period or a question mark. I use commas. I use colons.
You know,
I put quotations. I use everything.
I do. I'll use periods. If it's a longer text, I'll use periods throughout the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Usually the last sentence, I don't put a period though. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's sometimes for me as well, but it's generally when I just forget.
Why is that?
Why?
Yeah.
Okay, so actually a comedian that I showed you him before, Ryan Hamilton.
Oh, yeah, he did explain that to me.
He talks about punctuation. He's like, a period in the wrong place will just
come off as
destroy my day. It's like, and I've realized that like punctuations
are powerful,
but they're not as bad as like they used to be. It's like if you use one exclamation mark, it's like people are like, what are you being sarcastic? Did you like?
I disagree with that completely.
Or
anything or more mad. Than one exclamation mark is bad grammar to me, and it overuse. Just like yeah, no, overuse is bad grammar.
Obviously with you, but a lot of people these days, it's like he only put one exclamation mark,
and that drives me insane. That drives me like that's the type of like, person I want to like, avoid.
I agree.
If you do a question, it's like they expect two question marks.
No, if you
do an exclamation mark and you're excited, you think it's funny, it has to be more than one. If you do only one, it's like, is this a joke?
Like, see, that one's not as bad to me when people. Cause
no, I'm not saying that's how I feel, but I would say like I agree with Ryan Hamilton with what he just is.
I use multiple
like,
exclamation
I would say
marks.
It's fairly accurate for most people that
okay,
like, yeah. They take that too far.
Because like if you use one question mark, it's just a normal question. If you use two question marks, it's like
super.
You need to know this right now.
Yes.
More urgent. Like wait, what? You know. And so that's kind of like exclamation points is a little different because it's not like you can get more excited. Uh-huh. I guess you can't get more excited if you put like a ton. But.
I tend to be, when I use too many exclamation marks or question marks or periods, I'm being either sarcastic or asking a question without asking a question.
It's really hard. I hardly ever use exclamation points.
I almost never do. Like,
I'm always afraid that they'll be taken the wrong way.
One exclamation mark means excitement. It's not a scale.
Will you guys even use periods with one word answers?
Yes.
Whoa, this is interesting to me.
It's actually interesting.
I'm kind of more, I guess the older I have become, I've become more and more of a grammar Nazi. Like I hear people use was instead of were.
Uh-huh.
And like just a lot of.
I've done that with good and well.
Oh,
yeah. Good and well was the thing that started me first.
Yeah.
Good and well, understanding
like
the difference.
I notice it so much now, and I'll only point it out in public, like
in a joke,
in face to face with them. I'm like, you mean well, but I usually try to do it. I usually try to pull it off as a joke though, so that way I don't sound like a jerk.
Okay. Yeah, I don't bring it up ever.
But I would never bring it up in a text.
Oh,
I wouldn't confront somebody about that in a text.
I just realized like, something.
Tell them that their grammar sucks.
I look for quotation marks. Like, if a girl knows how to use quotation marks, I get impressed and I find it more attractive. But if she doesn't, then I get pushed away a little bit.
This is so interesting. How much we read into a person just by their texting.
I think we are probably part of the an exception.
Yeah.
Because I don't think
we're both very introverted. Yeah. And we focus a lot on structure
on the little
and science
details.
And stuff.
Yeah.
More analytical.
I focus on that too.
Your grammar's terrible. Sorry.
Hey, in my defense,
you're more interested in being to the point and quick.
Yeah, I am more interested in to the like. I don't like beating around the bush on something.
Yeah.
I'm a very just like let's do something.
So one thing I was gonna mention is I used to use punctuation marks with everything until like after dating so many people, not so many, like certain people. After so much time, I noticed that they would not use any punctuation marks. So I was like, should I not do that? Because, and I have no idea why they're not. but like I would just continue to use it. But then like I hear about how people like think it's somebody's mad if they use a period, and I'm just like, no, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, but that's weird.
Yeah, now with a girl being on the girl side, I just basically mimic whatever they message me.
Okay.
No, yeah. That's actually a good strategy, is try to mirror the other person.
Oh, and I also go with that, like, whenever... Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that's fine.
Okay. Whenever they message me and they'll say, like, hi, I will say hi. And then they'll say, like, how are you, smiley? Now, I do hold back on my emojis unless I'm really... Interested. I do really like them, yeah. Because I don't
know. No, yeah.
Emojis, when a girl's interested, she'll put emojis.
Yeah, no, I read into a conversation. I feel like a girl is interested in me if she sends me a message with an emoji in it.
Oh, and I've also heard, like, they've had studies, like, people who use, the more often they use emojis, the more physical contact they'll have.
It's true, though. Like, it's like a universal sign that if you use an emoji, you're more interested. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which kind of bugs me when guys send me emojis.
Oh, dude, I send emojis to dudes all the time.
Are you talking like emoticons or emojis? It's like a smiley face or whatnot, or do you mean like the stupid pictures?
The colon with the parentheses mark or the actual animated?
Because I always try to stay away from the actual pictures because half of them, they aren't quite how I want to send the message.
I know, right?
And so they're always just like,
it's hard for them to convey my exact face.
But it's like the more simple it is, the more it like represents what you're trying to say. So yeah. I only when I'm being sarcastic do I use the actual pictures, like when I'm replacing words with like an apple or something.
That's when it gets funny.
Yeah, I don't use emojis unless the girl does.
Oh, really? Yeah.
What about emoticons?
I don't hardly ever use emoticons. I use emoticons more as jokes. Like, my mom uses emoticons all the time. Or, like, emojis. Emoticons I use.
I use emojis with girls that I'm interested in as a way of also testing the waters. If I send an emoji and they send one back, then it's just like, okay. Like,
okay, do you mean
positive reinforcement?
Emoji or emoticon? Emojis, the little pictures,
either,
emoticons.
Either
like the
one.
Colon,
to me, there's
face.
Not a difference. To me, like.
Oh, really? Oh, man, there's a huge difference.
A smiley
there's a huge
a
difference.
Yeah, to me, it's like I interchangeably use them.
Huh.
But I use them like strategically as well. Like, I'll send one. I'll try to send a message that doesn't, it's not forwarded or anything. It's just a message, but I can easily send a smiley face with it. I do that. And then depending on how they respond, like if they respond without one, and it's kind of a bland sentence, and they're like, no. If they respond with one, and it could be a bland sentence without it, but it has, like, the thing on it, then, like, usually I just feel like no matter what, if they send us one back, then it's usually, like, a green.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
So.
And that's our show. Thanks for listening. As always, you can find us on Facebook, When You're 23 Podcast, on Twitter at 23 Podcast, and Instagram at the same. Make sure to use the hashtag Ask23Podcast if you'd like us to talk about something on the show.
Please, we haven't gotten anything yet.
Elias.
Desperate.
Elias, where can they find you?
At my apartment.
Not that again.
Instagram, I changed my username. It's not Live Motion anymore. It's Elias.Jessup. So Elias.Jessup.
Does a period mean you're mad?
Oh, no. No.
No. You can follow me there, and I have tons of cool pics, so you'll like following me. It'll be great. Join me on my adventures.
Josh, where can they find you?
You can find me on YouTube at Joshua K. Pearson. I'll have links there to my blog, which I haven't updated in a long time, and my Twitter, which I barely tweet ever with. And my Twitch, which I barely broadcast on.
And you can find me on Twitter at nstandage.com. And that's our show. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Ciao.
Goodbye.